This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I want to just speak something out on Daf Samaches. This is more of a Lamdasha point. The Gemara talks about the rights that a girl has that upon her father's demise, the brothers have to support her. The Gemara brings three opinions. The opinion of the Tanakama is she gets 10%. Iser Nechasim. This is also the opinion of Rebbe. 10%. She inherits 10%. The opinion of Rebbe Yehuda is we follow precedent. We follow what the father is presumed to have given. Would presumed to have wanted to give her as a dowry. Again, we're not talking about supporting her. That's something else. That's mitnai haksuba, that when a father dies, the daughter is supported from his estate until she gets married. But now we're talking about a dowry. For a woman to be desired in marriage, the boy has to know that Papa has cash and Papa's going to help him out. The more things change, the more they stay the same. That the boy wants to know that there's a shver who's going to make it worth it for him, right? So, Rebbe holds, she gets 10% of his assets. The father has $1 million, she's walking into the marriage with $100,000, okay? That's Medina de Gemara. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, we evaluate what the father gave for previous marriages. The Chachamim say, no, we evaluate based on the father's financial standing. The Gemara says that, according to Rebbe, that she gets 10%, well, what do you, if you do if you have 10 girls and one boy? So basically, if the 10 girls and one boy, so the girls are going to take all his money and the boy's left with nothing. So Rebbe said that the first one takes 10%, the next one takes 10% of what's left, the next one takes 10% of what's left. Ultimately, they're taking, let's say, 65% if you do the math. First one takes 10 out of 100. The second one takes 9, down to 81. The next one is taking 8.1, you know. Ultimately, they're taking, let's say, 65 out of 100. The boy gets left with 35. And then the Gemara says, the girls who took 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, they then divide it equally. To which the Gemara says, why in the world would they divide it equally? The first one took 10 rightfully. She was entitled to 10. Why should she give up some of her 10 to the 10th daughter who got married and only got much less? So the Gemara says, Eina chanami. Right? The Gemara asks, Kol chada v'chada d'nafsha shakla. Each one took their own possession. Says the Gemara, Hachi kamar. If they all come to get married together, they divide as if they were getting married one by one by one, and then they divide. But Eina chanami, if they get married one at a time, the first one will get more than the 10th one. So Tosfos asks a very important question. Look in Tosfos. Let me see if I could put it up here. Tosfos asks, top Tosfos here, Vim Taimar, Mishum Denises Koidem Denafsha Shakla Lama Loine Chashav Api Habanas Hanasaris Ki Ilu Hayu Kula Nises Vasachas. So what if the first daughter got married first? Shouldn't she take into account that there are other girls after her so that they should all get a fair share of their father's assets? In other words, Tosfos is asking, ultimately the Gemara says that they only divide and they all get equal portions of, call it the 65 out of 100, if they get married simultaneously. But if they get married one by one, then the first one will get 10 out of the assets, and then there's only 90 left, so the second one will get 9. And Tosfos is asking, why is that fair? Why shouldn't girl number one take into account the fact there are more girls after her, and they're going to need to support themselves, so they should all take from their father as if they were all getting married together? And Tosfos gives a very important yisoid. that the din of taking Isser Nechasim is not an absolute takana. It's not a just a takana. It's an evaluation of we give each daughter a 10% because we assume that's the way the father would have treated them. But getting into human nature, indeed, the father would have given the first girl who got married more than the second girl, because at that time he has more assets. So, in the world of Rebbe, Eina Chanami, if they get married one after another, the first girl is going to get more. What do you mean? Shouldn't they divide equally? No, the answer is, it's not just a takana. Okay, every girl gets 10. It's, we're giving each girl what we think, in the manner in which the father would have given. And most fathers, the way they work is that's how they give. They give the first girl more than they would give the second girl. Tosfos says, "Yesham the iser nechasim yavinan, iser nechasim they give mishum the stam bnei adam, stam people kach noisim levnoisayim. That's how they give their sons to their daughters. The ilu haya av kayim. If the father was alive, haya noisin iser nechasim loishayna, he would give 10% to the first." And he wouldn't give less to the first because of the girls who aren't married yet. I mean, if when they get married at the same time, so then all 10 take 6.5, right? So why don't we say, well, when they get married one after another, why don't we say, don't give the first one 10, give her the first one 6.5, because they're going to be other girls who get married later. The answer is, this is not just a stama takana. We give the girls in a manner with which we think the father would have distributed to them. And human nature is, the father is going to give the first girl who got married 10% of what he has at that time. So we sort of distribute it in that manner. And I'm just going to show you one more example of this, the Rajba's question. Right? Because the Gemara says that when they get married simultaneously, the Gemara says that if they get married one after another, then Eina Chanami, the first one's going to get more. But when do we say they divide in this manner? That's when they come to get married at the same time. So the Rajva asks the following question. Why is it that when they don't get married at the same time, they get married one after another, they should still divide equally? You know why? Because L'chaira, what are we talking about here? We're talking about where the father died. So if the father died, then as soon as the father died, shouldn't his estate become meshubad to these girls at the same time? There are 10 girls. The father died. So why don't we say, even if they get married at different times, one after another, but wasn't the estate meshubit to all of them equally from the moment that he died? So why wouldn't they divide equally, even if they got married at different times? Kashali, tamisha demislei av, having luhu bal chayv da'achi. Aren't they creditors of the brother? The kivin the mishar rishon nishtavlu, and since from the first moment the father died, the estate is meshubah to them, nechasim dinahu, shouldn't the din be the chaluka is b'shava, that they divide equally? Demai chazus the tafas lahai ubasra lahai. Why should we see fit to do more to one and less to another? V'amrin, if you're going to say the ein ha'achin chayavin lohem klum ad shas nesu'in, even if you're going to say, well, the brothers are not responsible until the time of marriage, ha'rebi gufehu, Rebbe himself is the one who says that whether they sell or they're mashkin, we're moitzian for a dowry. So that means you're meshubid, meaning we see that Rebbe holds that we view it that the brother's estate that they inherited from the father is meshubid to the girls. So even if they get married at different times, shouldn't they still all divide equally because it was meshubid from the time the father died? Listen carefully. Says the Rajba, it's meshubed to them, that the estate is meshubed to them, to be distributed to them, to be given to them, in the manner in which the father would have given to them if he were alive. You hear this? The responsibility of the siblings to their sister is not that the estate is meshubed to them. It's that they have to provide the girls in a manner with which they feel the father would have given to his daughters. And the way the father would have given to his daughters is he would have given the first girl who got married more, because at that time, the estate is more.
The chos shekadum nisas, whoever would get married first, noisin la lafi iluyav, he would give based on the value of his estate, ulafi nechasav sheyesh la ba'isa azman, and the estate that he has at that time. V'chein ha'achim kol shekadma v'nisas zachsa v'chalka. With the brothers also, whoever gets married first gets a bigger chelek. V'ein l'shnei l'ma sheshay rishon, and the second one will only have what the first one is left. Okay, Rabbi Sai, that's what I got for you. And I'm going to wish you a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.